Villa Park on Monday night for the Reds. It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up, and I'm joined by Dan Austin, Sean O'Donnell, Ian Salmon. We will get the opposition view a little bit later on. It will be Tom Fahey. Dan, the manager's done a press conference. We'll go through little bits of that as we move through the show, but you've not been on one of these for a while. In terms of how you would sum up the season, the manager talked a little bit about it's still important that we break 80 points, all that stuff. But in terms of where you are with them on the back of what nearly is the end of the season now, how have you viewed the campaign?
I'm not too fussed about the points. I get why he's saying that. From his point of view, I more would just like everything to finish as positively as possible. You know, for a while, certainly from, I'd say, like early December to the end of March, it was really thrilling, and it felt like every match mattered immensely to you, and it was starting to be that like kind of emotional up and down that we've had so many times in the past few seasons, and that ultimately is what you actually go to football for, isn't it? Is to be excited at the end of the season. And then it all sort of turned into a bit of a funeral march for a month or so when it started to go wrong, and it was just kind of, I don't know, I stood in the end for like an hour and a half after full time at Atalanta, and it'd been a great trip and everyone had a good time, and the atmosphere was quite good in there for about 60 minutes as well. But then it all just sort of felt like we're kind of just waiting for him to go now. Not like we can't wait for him to go, but more just that's the only thing that's really left to happen. And it felt like Spurs maybe put that right a little bit, just in terms of everybody deciding, let's just forget about everything and enjoy a game of football. And I think he's sort of started just picking the players he wants to watch play. They look like they're playing a bit unburdened now, which is a shame that they maybe couldn't do that a month before, but I get why. You know, the psychology is obviously a lot tougher when you're top of the league and being chased by two really good sides compared to when you're essentially out of it now. So I'm just looking forward to two more matches of him managing the team and giving him a really big send-off. I sort of suspect and hope that Monday night might be a bit like when we went to Leicester and we all did the Firmino song for 25 minutes without stopping. I'm hoping that regardless of what the score is, that on 60-65, everyone just decides that no matter what he thinks of it, and he can turn around and kick off on us if he wants, but everyone just goes, fuck it, we're going to sing your name for 30 minutes here till the end regardless.